Well, hello there. Monday. And this is Rebecca doing her mental girl self-care podcast. I think it'd be nice to connect today. I got up early and I'm going out for a walk. Whoosh! And I will tell you, it's a bit brisk out here. I can feel it. Oh my God. The air is going right off my clothes. Woohoo! When cold air like hits your stomach, I've got some clothes on, but whoosh, I can really feel it. Oh, I just want to allow that hair to hit my face. I was going to share with you my vulnerability that I overthink a lot. Now, I've talked about this before, so this isn't new, but I'm really trying to work through it. I mean, I've worked myself up into a couple of anxiety spirals, and geez, it's just the brain. It's almost like I've been doing this work with Ursula, and she talks about like you get kind of like an addict to your thoughts in a way. It's like, of course it's not comfortable, but it's a place you go to, and it's like I can just swing from one thought to the next. And sure enough, if you keep going that way, one will scare you. One will just grab you a little too tight, and it'll be that one that sends you. So I've been doing a little bit of that. And some of it is also brought on by, well, you're not thinking enough, you know? You're so comfortable and relaxed and happy sometimes. Are you not thinking enough about everything? And my anxiety brain goes, no, you're not thinking about enough. Let me just scare you. Oh, there are a lot of people out, so I'm going to have to be starting and stopping my podcast. Hold on. It's nice seeing neighbors out and about. Everybody's kind of shuffling, getting up in the morning. Wow, it's really cold. I should have double layered. I did not double layer. All right, well, maybe talking to you guys will make me a little bit more distracted. And I can chat away about stuff. Okay, I just walked by someone with a very serious face. I gave my best, not my best, but I gave my morning smile. And I didn't get a response. But you know what? It's okay. People are walking to work. They got stuff to do. It's not personal. Let's see. Well, actually, all of these scary thoughts sometimes are not personal. I'm trying to be awake and aware and take care of things and take care of myself. And at the same time, I'm trying not to let these thoughts overtake me. So, I dramatize everything. And, one of the things that I find myself doing, which I should not, is when I'm really, really anxious, I get on the internet. And I get on the internet to research whatever it is I'm anxious about. Now, the problem with that is if I'm calm, then I can kind of swoop up all this information, and with my logical brain and common sense, I could pick out which sounds right to me. But when I'm panicking, it's almost as if I'm searching for something to make me either more panicky, or of course the little girl is, I'm looking for something to stop it. But when you're panicky, a lot of times going on the internet is not going to stop it. It's because you're getting so much information, your eyes will glance to something. And right now, because if I'm searching and I'm panicky, it's my brain and my subconscious is actually searching for the matching thoughts. Does that make sense? I don't know if that makes sense, but it just, if you are thinking about something pink, you're going to start to see something pink. Someone mentions a name or a movie, you're going to start to see that mention because your subconscious is now awake and aware to that. So if you're freaking out about stuff, you'll find stuff. Trust me. So I'm really trying not to do that. It doesn't work all the time. Look, I did it this morning. Lucky for me, there was a little part of my brain that was searching for really calm stuff, and I found it. But I felt myself, I was like, why are you doing this? And it was just like this gnawing need to just do it. It's just going to be a lot of practice. I'm going to have to do a lot of my self-love stuff, breathe. I am very happy to say I have therapy today, so that's good. I can just talk about this and some of the things that I can do, which I actually didn't do this week. One of the recommendations for me is to write things in columns. Write what the fear is, and then the other columns are, is it true? What's the opposite thought to that? And the calming thought. And I'm supposed to read these things. And I think because I've gotten myself so frozen and tied up, I wasn't doing that. So note to self, not only take your own advice, but take the advice given to you when you have a therapy session. All right. Well, I went over the 6 minutes, but I figure it's Monday morning. Give a little extra dose and I'm going to just walk and try to warm up. Whoosh, it's cold. So have a great Monday. Till next time.